You're listening to the Take Imperfect Action podcast, and if you ever fear that your well of juicy ideas for great content will run dry, then this episode is for you, because today I'm going to share how to never run out of ideas for awesome content, so stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the Take Imperfect Action podcast. My name's Allison and I've been running my own businesses full-time for the last 10 years, which has allowed me to uplevel my life, my finances, and my mindset, and it all happened by taking imperfect action. My goal with this podcast is to help you step outside of your comfort zone by giving you specific action steps that you can take that'll grow your online business and positively impact your life. I love giving you the steps, the strategies, and the kick in the pants that you need to get growing in the right direction. So if you're looking to leave your perfectionism at the door in order to make a much bigger impact, then you've come to the right place. Thank you so much for being here. Now let the fun begin. Hello, friends. It is Allison from Wonderlast.com. Have you ever found yourself thinking, oh crap, what if I run out of ideas for my free content? Heck, I already can't think of any more ideas for my content. My content well has run dry. Help! If you have, perfect. I think we've all been there at one time or another, myself included. Although now I'm kind of having the opposite problem where I'm feeling scattered because I have too many ideas. So if that is you, I'll be doing another episode on what to do when you have too many ideas soon. But I recently ran a poll in my Facebook group about what topic you wanted to hear about, and this was the topic that won. So just know that if you are worried about running out of ideas for creating amazing content, then you are not alone. But that is what we're going to talk about. We're going to be talking about how you can never run out of ideas for awesome content. And I truly believe that inspiration for content is like that Maya Angelou quote about creativity, that really popular one you see all over Pinterest, where she says, "You can't use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have." And I think the same goes for content. The more content you create, the more ideas you'll get. So by the end of this episode, hopefully your mind wheels should be cranking into gear. They might be a little rusty, but that's okay. Hopefully they will be cranking into gear and turning with some fresh new ideas and inspiration. Now, if you've been following me for a while or you're in any of my courses, then you know that I am a huge believer in the importance of creating consistent free content for your audience. Obviously, you need to create paid content too if you want to make moolah, which I hope you do if you want to have a business or stay in business. But you need to also be creating consistent free content for your audience as well. Things like blog posts, videos, podcast episodes like this, social media posts. Now, side note, you do not need to do them all. Just a little quickie rant. You do not need to be creating free content on all of these platforms. Just choose the one that genuinely excites you the most. So if you don't like writing, don't try to force yourself into blogging. You don't need to do them all. But creating consistent free content is really, really important. First of all, it builds the whole know, like, and trust factor, because let's face it, if you are going to buy from someone online, you're probably not very likely to buy from them if you don't like them, or if you don't trust them, or if you don't really know them. Plus, that's kind of like your competitive advantage, or part of it, is someone else might be selling something completely similar to what you're selling, but if your audience knows you better, if they trust you more, if they like you more than the other person, then they're going to buy from you and not that other person. So free content is one of the best ways to build the know, like, and trust factor. And second, it's way more likely to get shared. People are way more likely to share your amazing free content than they are your sales page for your course. People are way more likely to share it. People are way more likely to check it out, especially if they have no clue who you are. Third, free content is really important because when you create consistent free content, you are staying on top of your audience's mind, especially if you're doing it weekly. They're not forgetting about you. They're not being like, oh, I wonder where so-and-so went. You're creating consistent free content. You're always in the forefront of their mind. And fourth, you can use your awesome free content to give people a taste of your latest paid content. So basically, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, like, whoa, this person's free content is amazing. I can only imagine how awesome their paid content is. And that fuels back into the know, like, and trust factor. So all of this to say that free content is very, very important in case you were wondering why the heck you might need to be doing it. So today I want to share several things that help me to come up with consistent content ideas, and hopefully, fingers crossed, they will help you as well. So I'm just going to share a list of things that I do regularly that help me. So the first thing that I do is keep a running list. If you don't already have a running list of your content ideas, this is the first thing that you want to do. I keep a running list of content ideas on my phone because my phone is almost always on me. And then I also have it a running list on my computer. So on my phone, I just use the Notes app, but you can literally use whatever you want. The point of it is, though, is that as soon as an idea pops up into your brain, you get it down onto your content list idea. It doesn't matter. You don't have to do everything on your list. You don't have to be all overly judgy about the idea or be like, actually, this sucks. Maybe I won't add it to the list. Literally just add any idea that pops up into your head onto this list, because then you've always got a running list of ideas. You don't have to do them all. But the idea is to never have to be starting from scratch. When you go to write a blog post or to do a video, you want to be able to pull from a list. So keep that running list. And also, I find that it helps keep my mind and my brain clear when I'm trying to offload as much as possible as soon as it comes in. So if you aren't already offloading your ideas onto something like a running list, then I guarantee you that you are forgetting half of what comes in. And that's really sad. Some of the best ideas happen randomly. If you're not writing it down right away, you're going to forget them. So keep a running list. Keep a running list in a place that you are going to be able to access quickly and easily. I always try to do it as immediately, preferably, but as soon as possible after I get the idea. So keep a running list. And then on my computer, I use Trello. That's what I use for like digitally planning out my business. So I have a Trello board dedicated to inspiration where I will transfer the ideas from my computer or from my phone onto my computer. The next way to never run out of amazing content ideas is to regularly listen to and observe your audience. So listen to your audience. What FAQs are you getting? Are you getting the same questions over and over again via email or in your Facebook group? Or if you're not getting them directly, what types of FAQs and comments and struggles are you seeing and are you observing? This is why I am a huge fan of joining things like Facebook groups where your audience hangs out or other online forums, because they are so valuable for research. You can look around, do a little bit of stalking, see what types of questions, comments, and struggles are coming up over and over and over again. You want to be continually observing places like this so that you can write those down. And it is awesome when you can create content based off of FAQs when you start getting them, because instead of having to answer the same question over and over and over again, when someone asks you that question, you can just be like, oh, funny you should ask, because I have this amazing video that is going to give you the answer to your question. And you can just send them to that link and they're going to get the best possible answer, and it's great. So be sure that you are always regularly listening to and observing your audiences. You can stalk, like I said, Facebook groups. You can stalk other online forums. You can stalk the comments sections of blog posts. So people who have a blog that cater to your audience, look in their comment section and see what types of questions and comments that they're getting. That's like a gold mine. You can even stalk the reviews of like places like Amazon. So if there is a person who has, for example, an ebook on the topic of what you're all about, look at the comments in that ebook and the reviews, and you're going to start seeing like what people liked about it, what they didn't like about it, what they wish was addressed. And those are things that you can address in your free content. The next way that you can come up with free content is to regularly ask your audience. So as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I did a poll in my Facebook group asking what people wanted to hear about in the upcoming episodes. And I got a whole list of ideas. I didn't have to do any work. People just told me what they wanted. So getting ideas directly from the mouths of your audience is one of the best ways to come up with content ideas. There's no guesswork. You're not wondering, oh, what do they want to hear about? Oh, what if they don't like this topic? Or I'm not sure. There's no guesswork involved because you are literally getting told by your audience what they want or what they need or what types of content that you should create. I am always asking my audience via things like Facebook polls. Like I just mentioned, if you haven't used the Facebook poll feature, oh, it's super helpful. You just go in and write a status update like you would normally do. And then listed below the status update, there's all the options to like add a GIF or add a photo or add a video. You're also going to see poll in there, and you can just click on that and literally create questions and people can vote. It is so helpful. So if you haven't done that, definitely do that. But I'm always asking my audience via Facebook polls. I'm always asking my email list. I'll ask via Facebook posts as well. So sometimes I don't always do a poll, but polls are very helpful. Sometimes I'll do posts. I also do Instagram story polls. So if you're on Instagram and you aren't using the polls feature, oh, definitely give that a try. I don't know why I keep going, oh, probably because I'm getting excited. But if you haven't tried that yet, when you're creating an Instagram story and you click on the little stickers icon at the very top, it's going to say polls as one of the features, or even questions. There's a questions thing. So I regularly ask people questions, trying to get their feedback, asking polls on my Instagram stories. Yesterday, I did a poll asking people if they prefer Instagram feeds that are all photos or if they prefer Instagram feeds that are photos and quotes. And it's been super helpful and also not helpful at the same time because it's 50-50. 50% of people like photos only and 50% of people like photos and quotes. So I'm still like, I don't know what I should do. But generally, they're super, super helpful. And what else do I do? Oh yeah, I also have a section on my website for this podcast for submitting questions and topic ideas. So if you go to my website, wonderlast.com, in the main navigation, you're going to see podcast. When you click on podcast, that takes you to the main podcast page of my website. And on it, there is a whole section for got questions or topic ideas you think would make a great podcast episode? Let me know. And people are already submitting questions that they would like me to answer on the podcast or topic ideas. And that is so, so helpful. And again, there's no guesswork about what my audience wants because it's coming straight from the mouths. The next way to get inspiration for ideas for your content is to keep filling up your inspiration cup. That rhymed. But there comes a point when you're in creation mode and things are pouring out of you and the ideas are flowing, but eventually your cup is going to be empty because you poured it all out while you were in creation mode. And that's totally normal. You can't keep it completely full all of the time. It's going to be full and then you're going to empty it and then it's going to be full again and then you're going to empty it. So you need to be continually filling it back up again, and you need to take time to fill it back up again. So one of the ways that you can fill up your inspiration cup is to just take a break. I regularly take breaks. You can't be in constant creation mode all the time, because that's when you're going to be like forcing it and you're not going to feel inspired and you're going to start just burning yourself out, and it's no good. So take regular breaks. And while you're taking, and by the way, a break could be a day, it could be a couple days. For some people, it could be a couple weeks or more. But while you're taking a break from being in creation mode, do things that feel good and that inspire you. Read books that inspire you. Watch movies that inspire you. Listen to podcasts that inspire you. Like this one, hopefully. go explore somewhere new. Try a new activity. Do something fun. Do things that are going to fill your inspiration cup back up. And bonus points, if you can do things that make you feel good and inspire you every single day, not just when you're running dry. I try to do something every single day. I am always focused on feeling good, by the way, because the more good that I feel, the better my business runs. And so every day I'm trying to do at least one thing that's going to make me feel good and that's going to inspire me. And so I'm finding that the more I do that on a daily basis, that the fuller my cup stays and the less droughts I have. And when I do have a drought, which is totally normal and fine, but when I do have a drought, it's a shorter drought because I haven't just, you know, stopped. I've been continually adding to my inspiration cup. So you have to remember that it comes in cycles. You need to take breaks and you need to be continually filling your mind with things that inspire you. And this leads me to number five, get moving. So I swear all of my best ideas related to business and content, all of that stuff, all of my best ideas come when I am not working and I'm outside running or walking. Sometimes when I'm in the shower, I'm not really moving that much then, but generally, most of my ideas come when I am doing something mindless, when I'm not working and when I'm moving. And I don't need to sit here and tell you about all of the benefits of exercise and why you should do it. You already know exercise is great for you. So no matter what you do, just get your body moving and get your body moving regularly. That could be running, it could be walking, could be dancing in your living room. It could just be, you know, punching a punching bag. It could be rock climbing. It could be whatever, like literally anything that moves you, and preferably something that you actually enjoy. So if you don't like going to the gym and lifting weights and doing cardio on the cardio bike, then don't do that. Go do something that you love, something that makes you feel good. Get the sweat a pouring. And it's those moments where you're in the zone, your mind is empty, and then suddenly it's like, oh, I just came up with a great idea. That's always how it happens for me. So hopefully that will help you too. But I try to get my body moving at least 5 days a week. And again, I'm not like going, like forcing myself to do something I don't want to do 5 days a week. I'm doing activities that I genuinely enjoy. I am going for a run outside. I genuinely love that. I'm going for a walk outside. I genuinely love that. But get your body moving. Get your body moving regularly if you can. And the more inspired you're going to be for those content. You can't be in work mode all the time. You gotta take breaks. You gotta take breaks. You gotta focus on other things that are gonna make you feel good. And that's when those ideas are gonna come. You gotta view resting as part of the work. So when you're resting, don't feel bad about resting or taking a break or doing something non-work related. That is the work, because that is you filling back up your inspiration cup. And then the last thing that I like to do to come up with content ideas is to revisit old topics. So I will frequently go back in and update old blog posts usually it's because I've gained some new insights, experience, knowledge on whatever it was that I wrote the topic about. So I'll go back in and I'll update it and make it even more awesome and relevant and add in any new golden nuggets that I have learned about. So go back in and don't be afraid to revisit old things that you've already posted about, because of course you're going to learn more, especially if you're constantly, you know, moving forward and filling your inspiration cup. You're going to be consistently bringing in things that are going to add to your perspective and knowledge, so you can always go back, revisit old topics. You can either revamp the existing thing, or you can create an updated version, completely new. You can create a part two. You can do a whole series. So continually going back and revisiting old topics. By the way, I've been getting so worked up during this episode that I'm like legit sweating. Anyway, if you do all of these things regularly, I promise that you're never going to run out of ideas for great content. I pinky promise. And the more regularly that you get content out there, I usually say like once a week, if you can get content out there, the more often and consistently you get content out there, the more ideas that you're going to get, because you're going to start getting more and more questions and comments from your audience as they ingest your content. So you're going to be getting more and more content ideas the more content that you put out there. So with that in mind, you know what time it is. If you've listened to one of these episodes before, they always end with an action step that you can take. So it is time to take action. I've got two action steps that I want you to take today, and you can do them in 15 minutes or less. So number one, go ahead and create that running list of content ideas if you're not doing this already. This is huge. You've got to do it. So do it on your phone, preferably do it on your phone and also on your computer, but at least in one place, and do it in the place that you're going to have easiest access to. And for most people, that's going to be your phone. So that takes like 2 seconds to do. And then number two, do one of the things from the list today, or for sure within the next 24 hours. So if it's like midnight right now and you want to pull your audience, it's probably not going to get the best results if you pull them at midnight while everyone is sleeping. So you can do that tomorrow. But do one thing that we talked about from the list within the next 24 hours that you can use to get more inspiration for your content ideas. And I would love for you to get accountable and share with me which thing from the list that you're going to take action on. You can, of course, find me over on Instagram at Wonderlass. Feel free to tag me, DM me, send me a message, don't care. Tag me on Facebook. Just get in touch with me. Let me know the one thing that you're going to do so you can get it out there, stay accountable. And if I haven't mentioned this already, if you're enjoying this podcast and you're enjoying these episodes, I would love, 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 love it if you left me a review on iTunes, because that helps my podcast get seen. And I genuinely like to read your feedback. And so I created a free gift for you if you leave me a review. I keep rhyming today. I'm talking in riddles. But I created a free gift if you leave me a review on iTunes. It's a 24-page PDF of my top 10 most valuable business lessons. And I don't just detail the lessons, but I also, of course, share an action step about how you can apply the lesson to your own life and business to get better results. So if you would like that PDF, all you have to do is leave me a review on iTunes, the Taking Perfect Action podcast, then take a screenshot of your review, and lastly, send that screenshot to the email customersuccess@wonderlass.com. And when we get your screenshot, we will just send you the download link to your freebie. It helps everyone. Whew. All right. Well, that is the end of today's episode. I think I've gone over my 15 to 20 minute-ish goal that I have for each episode. So I am going to end it here so I don't sag any longer. Have a wondrous day. You are the freaking bomb.com. You have everything you need already inside of you for creating amazing content, and I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. Wait, don't go just yet. If you enjoyed today's episode, then I would really appreciate you letting me know by taking a second to leave me a review on iTunes, because your reviews helps my podcast get seen by more people, which allows me to keep the good stuff coming. And if you aren't already following me on social media, then you can get extra tips and inspiration over on Instagram by searching at Wonderlass or by visiting my website, wonderlass.com. You are freaking awesome, and I am so excited to connect with you more in the next episode. In the meantime, go forth and kick some butt.